When I was little, I really wanted a Minecraft server. So I made one with a lot of help from my dad, and I called it SkyCorp. When's the last time someone said, like, boy, I should have paid them the $250? And they also don't think that the actual value of the program was anywhere near what they were asking for it.
Is it true that you was on the whitelist or, like, the shortlist for Lifesteal SMP? My nan actually still uses, like, an OG calendar. It's an OG calendar. All right, lads, welcome back to Inside MC, the part of the podcast where I sit down with an amazing guest every single week. And in all honesty, it feels a little weird. Like, I feel a little bit rusty. And the last podcast I recorded wasn't last Monday, it was last Sunday. So I was like, just an extra day since recording it. Without recording Midweek MC last week and knowing I'm not recording one this week, it feels really, really strange. But it's okay. It doesn't matter because I'm joined with someone amazing today. We've had such a great talk for the last hour before hitting record. I'm joined with Skyboy.
What? You are?
Yes.
Sorry.
Right. I delayed that so long. The listeners won't hear that because I'm going to cut it up. But I there was a massive pause before me going, yes, sir.
That was the most intimidating pause of my life.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing okay, thank you. It's been all right. I've been busy. When I say busy, I haven't really been too busy. I've had a really lazy Monday and a really lazy weekend as well. I don't feel productive at all, but I was told that relaxing and chilling is productive, but it doesn't feel like that. So
yeah, your value as a human is directly tied to your productivity. So that's honestly a bit of a red flag. So you should you got to get your shit together. Oh wait, I'm not supposed to swear yet.
No, it's fine. I'll take that out. So you'll just say, get your together. Well, your sentence won't make sense, but people know why it's
hang on, I'll get the bonk sound.
No, I'm not adding the bonk sound to the
podcast. No, it's perfect.
Hold on, let me mute your soundboard. I muted your soundboard in before you start playing anything.
I wasn't gonna play. I was just gonna send you the audio file and be like, you better use
it. You know what, screw it, I'll use it. It's a Skyboy podcast. It'll be funny. It'll be lore.
Okay. Now I have to find it.
Not now. Wait. Do it after the podcast. It's fine. You don't have to do it mid podcast. I'll remind you later. Okay. Plus when I'm editing this anyways, I'll remember. So unless you plan on removing me as a friend after this, I think we should be fine.
Okay, but, okay.
Right?
Got it. Yeah, I was just I had to rethink some things, but...
What do you mean?
I was rethinking what I was going to do after the podcast, now that you said I couldn't do that.
Oh, got you. That's okay. Before we carry on with this amazing talk, this is we're off to a flying start. I always had to give the intro for you to let us know who you are. Who are you? What do you do? And if you have a fun fact about absolutely anything, it can be yourself, it can be anything for us today.
Okay. I'm going to open with the fun fact because I don't want to forget it. Because I just you said that and it popped into my head. Autistic people have a higher concentration of Neanderthal DNA.
Oh, for me, who's a little bit basic, what does that mean?
It means that people who have autism have more DNA of early, other types of humans before they went extinct.
Got you.
And yeah.
Ah.
I look like a caveman in real life.
Yes, you have autism spectrum disorder.
Yeah.
We'll get into talking about that after. So I'm actually curious if you're happy to bring it up. I'll talk about it.
Oh, totally. I feel like the longer this podcast goes on, you're going to visibly see me get more and more drained socially. It's going to be really funny. My autism's going to kick in and I'm going to be like, what? Oh, midway through.
So I shouldn't take offense to it is what you're saying.
Yeah. You're not boring. It's just
good. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, not good, but you get what I mean. Well, what about you then? Yeah. So that's a good start. Good fun facts. But who are you? What do you do?
I am Skyboy. That's my real name. I make Minecraft history, video essay, documentary type things. I don't know. I call them documentaries because they're mostly informational, but other people seem to insist on calling them video essays. So I say both.
I have both right here. Video essays, Minecraft documentaries.
Of course you do.
But it's to cover all bases, right? Like you just did there.
Yeah, fair enough. And I talk about a mix of current things, I guess. I don't know. Well, I don't think I've done much. It's mostly older things that I feel like have had more of an impact on what's happening now, and I think they're interesting, and so I talk about them in a video.
We're going to be covering, like you do, all of that today.
Mm-hmm. This is like the history of Skyboy part 2.
But it's on Inside MC, and instead of being highly edited and constantly entertaining, it's going to be in podcast form and loads of questions.
And it's going to be awesome!
I mentioned that in the intro. You might as well pick up on it if you're happy to. What is autism spectrum disorder?
Autism spectrum disorder is... How do I open that question.
Sorry, I know it's a very broad one, but like
it is a very okay.
Autism, instead of answering what it is, I guess you could also, I guess if you want to reword it, we could talk about the if it has an effect on your content. If you'd rather go down that route,
I would say it does. I think, I mean, I take meds for a lot of the like different neurodivergence things that I've got going on, so I don't think I'm as affected by it as some people would be. But I still get like very socially drained from masking all the time, which masking is basically like autistic people have a hard time talking the same way as most other people. Like when I am with my girlfriend who's also autistic and it's just us, we talk in very incomplete sentences that don't have very many unnecessary words. And it's just like very like I go to bed or I go bed would be a sentence. And so having to talk with the inflection and all of the words of a neurotypical person is extra work that I have to maintain. And so eventually that gets really draining. And that's like the biggest impact it has on content.
Is it, so do you stream much or no?
I used to, but then specifically because of this, like I kind of just don't. It's just too much work.
Well, if at any point you're on the podcast or later on in the podcast, if you decide you want to cut down on your words, I also do the same thing when I'm with my partner. Sometimes I don't even say the full sentence. Like when I'm tired, I just go bed. That's the word I say. It's like, I'm like looking at him like bed.
So I'm going to take notes.
You just like, you can really cut it down. Or like, I'll sleep. But we have this thing and it's, I'm exposing myself here. Whenever I'm tired, for some bizarre reason, go sleepers.
Oh my God.
So, yeah.
You're one of us.
But as I haven't been diagnosed with autism, but I have been told by, like, other people who have autism that I show a lot of, like, the same kind of traits as they do, specifically. Obviously, I'm not going to self-diagnose myself on the podcast with you today, but...
I'm going to diagnose you. By the end of the podcast, I'll have my verdict.
Okay. But I also, I very much like keeping myself to myself as well. I can talk, and even nowadays, I can only really stream for, like, an hour and a half or 2 hours, because I kind of just get bored of talking, whereas the podcast
literally
is different. It's weird, like with the podcast I can talk for 4 or 5 hours if I wanted to, like, that's because I have to be in conversation. It's like I find it so hard streaming sometimes, because even if my chat constantly going, it's great and I absolutely love my chat, like they know I absolutely love them, not in that sense, we're not starting
they're like your kittens, parasocial. Would you say is a good analogy?
No, I don't think I'd call them my kittens, please. They listen to the podcast, a good few of them, so you are not my kittens.
I thought it was a good point. I don't know, like,
no, that was good. No, I'm not going live after this podcast releases and one of them goes in chat, am I your kitten? No, you're not.
And it'll be me. I'll be the viewer saying that.
Yes, please. I'd love to have you as a viewer. Bye, boy. Great.
Oh my God. So you'd love to have me as a kitten.
I know we've opened on like such a broad point here. I guess it's just because it was brought up. We normally save it like till like later on in the podcast, but I thought it'd be nice to kind of switch things up a little bit and mention it at the start.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like, I guess
hooking the audience.
Yeah, exactly. With this
stuff. Autism.
Yeah. has it like? Oh God, this is gonna sound like a weird question, but I don't know if you can answer it. But we'll try anyways. Has it always had an impact on your content, or is it only as of like, for instance, when you was making content, when you kickstarted your content on this channel specifically about 2 years ago, did it from the get go always have, can it have an impact on content, or did that only start to pick up the more you took content seriously?
I think, I don't know. I think that like this is, I feel like this is a, this question has some layers to it. So this might be a bit of a long answer. I don't know if I would be like making specifically Minecraft like videos if I wasn't autistic. I think my life would have had a completely different course.
Oh.
I would have had like regular friend groups in school and not felt the need to get away on the internet, which is kind of what led me to this. So I think in that sense, absolutely, it's affected it from the start. The social battery thing's also always been there. I've just like, I used to just kind of ignore it and push myself harder than I should. But I really like this new format of videos that I'm doing after like switching from SMP content to the history videos that don't need me to interact with people for 5 hours straight.
That's what I mean as well, because obviously like with SMP content, you was on the shortlist or for Life Steal, you was in Spyro SMP, you was in Bliss SMP. Like you stopped doing SMP content, which we'll get into talking about more later on. You stopped that. Would you say that this was part of the reason why you decided to go to this content, or was it part of the reason, was it the full reason, anything like that?
And honestly, it was a pretty big reason. I don't know if I consciously thought about like autism being why, but I definitely was like, I'm really glad that I don't have to spend hours like talking to people constantly. I mean, I really liked the people I talked to, but it's just really tiring after a while.
The whole social battery thing, yeah.
Yeah.
And now I'm forcing you to speak to me for hours on end on the podcast.
Yeah, like, okay, to be fair, like, I have absolutely nothing against it, but I did, like, budget energy to be able to, like, keep this going for, like, a couple hours in a podcast, like, keep up this level of energy. I didn't talk to very many people today because I was, like, trying to save up.
Well, I respect the dedication and I appreciate it, so thank you.
Of course.
I guess to kind of move into more you content then, the name mm-hmm. Skyboy, why did that come to be?
Okay, this is another somewhat long story.
It's fine.
I wish I had, like, an easy answer.
But the easy answers I can't build on. If you turn around and go, because I like Sky and I'm a boy, it's a bit like, okay, what do I do with this?
You know, like, fair enough.
So,
yeah. I need to think about it from a content perspective. You're right. So I always like was into more technical parts of Minecraft. And when I was little, I really wanted a Minecraft server. So I made one with a lot of help from my dad, who is like in IT. And I called it SkyCorp. And so I was like, I need a server owner name. And so I called myself SkyCorp owner. And then inevitably the server got old and I got bored of it and I shut it down. And then I was like, I need a different name. So I was like, what am I? I'm a boy. So I typed that and then that was taken. So now it has an I on the end and I'll forever regret it.
It's a cool boy. Like, you have the B-O-I. Like, that's really cool and hip. Huh?
When's the last time someone said, like, boy? Like, when's the last time anyone said that?
You just know, and that's going in the highlight clip. So it's you screaming, boy.
You piece of shit. I get it.
Well, you're the one who told me to make the highlight clips out of context. You're the one in your DMs.
You're right.
In our DMs, you're the one who said to do that. So I'm doing it exactly on this podcast. There you go.
Yeah, go for it.
I'm taking your inspiration and using it here. So mm-hmm. You also used to own another server, a minigame server, Gladiators, right? Is that the name?
Yes, that is the name. Oh, I was just going to make a joke about you having to yell because I always typed it in all caps.
Oh, sorry. That's it. Gladiators!
There you go. Much better.
There you go. Hopefully my mom doesn't... Actually, my mom won't be confused as why I'm screaming. I don't normally scream on the podcast. She'll know it's just a one-off. I know this is going to sound a silly question because I said it's a minigame server, but what games did you have on it?
I don't know. Like, there was such an obnoxious variety because it wasn't like... There was no kind of like, I want this to succeed. I was just doing it for fun. So I had anywhere from like prisons to like Bed Wars to like games that I coded. Like, I had... one called Knock Battle, which was you could double jump between all these different islands and there were power-ups and you tried to knock everyone off. And I had one called Mayor Simulator, which is kind of like a city builder in Minecraft. Had like, I don't know, I feel like there were a couple things on there like those two that I feel like have some potential today, but like I just don't really want to make another server. It's just a big time commitment.
Why did the server come to an end?
Because it was a big money pit. Like I couldn't just justify constantly spending so much on hosting and plugins that I wanted to buy for it, especially when it was coming out of my parents' account because they were supporting me with it. And it's just like, I felt really bad about it. And that was also the time I was starting to take YouTube a little more seriously. And I was like, I just want to switch to this. Like, this server thing is clearly not a good use of my time financially.
I am someone who you've actually made a video about them, their Hoplite mm-hmm. server. I had them on the podcast as well, Speedsilver. And we were talking mm-hmm. about like the whole kind of commitment to a server and the cost and stuff. Like, it's a big it's a big old commitment and a big, like, even with YouTube, it's a big financial loss before you start to gain, you know.
Yeah It's also, I think that honestly, like, it's tough to make any kind of money unless you're just being really immoral. Like, if, like, you can, but you're fighting an uphill battle if you're not selling like crates. And that makes me like, that's the last thing I would do as well. But it's just like, I don't know. I feel like it's already a losing battle from the start for anyone trying to start like an ethical server.
This is something that I don't normally talk about on the podcast. It's actually been a while since I brought it up. But back on Minecraft Bedrock Edition a few years ago, I used to be a command blue tutorial. That one I did bring up on the podcast quite a bit. Command blue tutorial creator. However, I used to own a Minecraft prisons realm. And I actually made like about £200 maybe from it. Just from people. Like, you could donate £15, I think, get like an overpowered pickaxe and like something else, and it was basically paid to win. Now that I look back on it, and the server
that
wasn't even
so
EULA
compliant.
Well, I mean, this was 3-4 years ago, and I was but a mere boy who had no clue what they were doing.
Yeah.
So I got away with it, but this was before I really picked up YouTube properly. It was actually because of that like realm that I owned and how much I enjoyed making these tutorials on it that I decided to take on YouTube. It's just funny that like I also kind of owned a server, but never to the extent of what other people own. I just owned a silly little realm that people constantly glitched or hacked on. but I still got like 200 quid from it.
I think I made like around there, except I had to pay a lot more than that to get anyone to like want to play it. So it's just like I made a little money, but nowhere near as much as I spent.
Okay, so it was a big loss. But you know what? You experienced it, so that's what it matters.
Yeah, I'm glad I did.
What about your branding then? I mean, I feel like it's sort of obvious considering you're a Sky Boy. But like, is there any specific reason as to like the coloring and like your skin? Why is your skin and profile picture the way it is?
Okay. My skin is I used to be really into medieval fantasy books, so I looked up medieval on NameMC. I found one and it didn't have any sky on it. So eventually I was like, I should probably have a sky on this skin. I paid someone to put a sky on it, and then that's where it came from.
Wait, so the face isn't even your own?
The face isn't my own, no. I changed the eye color recently, but that's the rest of it is like, if you look up, I think his username was WYAT. That person is like the person whose skin it is, and I think they still have a skin with like the same face.
I think you're crediting them, that's fair. A lot of people kind of just, I'm not saying you stole it per se, but a lot of people just steal skins and own X, so I respect you crediting it at least.
I have it on my NameMC like unhidden. I don't know if that was the originator of it. It's like a face that's kind of everywhere, so it's really hard to know where it came from, but like I don't know. I also think it's like the skin I use right now. I don't know. Are you able to like show a picture side by side, or is that too much?
I mean, I don't normally put stuff on the screen. If I remember, I will. If not, then you guys can just see it on NameMC anyway. Just search up Skyboy YT, right?
I think it's just Skyboy. Yeah, I'll pull it up for myself then, and I'll like describe it for like if people aren't looking. Yeah, so the old one, the only real thing that's the same is the hair.
I can do the side by side.
Okay, the only thing that's the same is the hair.
They can see it. Oh yeah, no, you look decently different to them, to be fair.
Yeah, like the person I paid to remake it, I think remade it, and they just like happened to make it similar besides the head.
To be fair, it's also just like a basic face. Like there's not really too much you can do to switch that up. Like that's why I wear the mask with my logo on it. Because that isn't then me, but like with face skins, there's not really too much you can do is the issue.
I changed the eye color recently because I just wanted it to match my real eyes. But
is that the blue eyes?
I do have blue eyes. Yeah,
I have blue eyes as well. We're twinning.
That's extraordinary.
I know, it's so rare to have blue eyes as well. And like the few majority.
There's only I've heard there's like 10 people in the whole world who have blue eyes.
Wait, two of them? Oh my god. Oh, it's like the red blood type.
Yeah. We're 1 in 8 billion.
Yeah. you started your channel in 2 years ago, back in May 2022. Is this the first channel you ever worked on, or did you have one before?
I had one before this one that was like right before. I also had like a Roblox channel when I was 8, but I don't think that counts.
Nah, not really.
But I had like one for like I think a little over a year where I just sometimes near daily posted whatever I felt like posting, just was really enjoying it. And when I stumbled onto SMP content, I made a new channel because I was like, I feel like these videos are about at the level of things getting a lot more than 300 views, so I want to see if like there's something I'm missing here that like makes them get more. And there was, and they got like a couple thousand on the new channel, and so I switched over to it.
And you started taking that one more seriously with the videos you uploaded.
Yeah, like once they started getting views, I was like, okay, wait, maybe I should like do the same thing that's working. And I made more SMP videos.
I won't ask if you don't want to say what the name is, but is that other channel like the one YouTube, or is all the videos and stuff been deleted?
It exists. All the videos are unlisted, but the channel itself exists. It's just called Skyboy Old Channel right now.
Oh, okay, so you can't see anything from it.
Yeah.
I have an old channel on YouTube from 9 years ago.
9 years ago, wow.
Yeah, we didn't really finish it, but we rebuilt the Hive on Bedrock Edition, like the Hive server on Bedrock Edition, before it was actually on. But it was before Bedrock Edition, so whatever the OG Minecraft is. But we built it on that before like Bedrock Edition and Hive Bedrock was a thing. Channel is called Boy Gamer 909.
The original Gamer Boy 80.
To be fair, it's low-key a fire name, Boy Gamer 909.
Literally.
Like, it feels like a channel that could actually have, like, blown up if I took it seriously, but I just didn't.
It literally is, like, almost identical to Gamer Boy 80. You just switch the words around and put, like, an extra number.
But who came first?
That's me. A good question.
I came first, I think. One of us came first. Maybe we started at the exact same time, they just blew up more.
That would be crazy. That would be a crazy coincidence.
What if I'm them? I'm not. Have you ever seen us in the same room?
I haven't. That's exactly. A really good point. You have like an American alter ego.
I mean, I can put on an American accent. I'm not going to. No, I'm not going to. No, it's very bad. I've been penalized for it by a fellow American, so... They took away my whatever you're about to say.
Accent pass is what I was going to say.
Yeah, that's the one, yeah. They said to never ever do it in front of another American, because I was about to do it in front of their parents, and they said, don't you dare. So I took that as a sign that I should never do it again.
Well, I respect the commitment to that random promise you made.
It's also because
it's definitely
terrible.
The reason.
I'm also just not going to embarrass myself on the podcast.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm sure there's no other ulterior motive for not doing it.
Off as rude or just embarrass myself. There's multiple other reasons, but that's the one we're going to go with to make myself look better.
Yeah. You wouldn't want to come off as rude, but yeah, better be careful.
you mentioned that you side with S&P content. We touched on it earlier. You were in Spiral and Bliss S&P. What was the deal with S&P content to start? I think I remember in your, unless I'm just making this up, you said it in your Here's Your Skyboy video that you felt like you had to do it because, or yeah, you felt like you were trapped in a niche, or am I just making that up? That's on my head.
I don't know. I think it felt like this is the thing I know how to do enough, like well enough that people will watch it. So it's like, why don't I just keep doing this? Like, I don't feel like I have any other skills good enough that people will watch a video like it. And so I was like, this is how I know how to get views. So I'll just do that.
And then, what about the ideas behind the videos you made? I mean, like, How Seeds Killed Me, I Killed Him Using One Snowball, Why I Killed My Best Friend. I feel like you was ahead of your time. I know SMP content has been around for a while, but I feel like those videos, if they were made nowadays, would do a lot better.
Those are repackaged. I changed the title and thumbnail like 6 months after I posted them.
I still feel like if you did those today, they'd probably be a bit better. I think it's just the length for them to let them down a little bit.
Yeah, totally.
An SMP video being 3 minutes long is a bit...
I think that was my biggest thing. I think you asked like about ideas, and I had like an excited ooh response. So I want to talk about that. My ideas are all from just like doing something anyway and then being like, huh, I wonder what I can possibly fit this into to make like any kind of coherent video out of it, which is why they don't really have a huge amount of consistency of like it goes from banning a corrupt admin to there are no diamonds on the server. And it's just very all over the place because I didn't have any ideas going into them.
But I respect the dedication to still try and make them work anyways.
Actually, okay, the prep diamond one is the only one I did. I will correct that.
The diamonds one is the... Oh, yeah, can you escape this prison? Where's the diamond one? Server has no diamonds left.
Yeah.
770k views. I just completely missed that. Oh, my God. I was more looking at the videos that came before them, to be honest, like the OG 2 years ago ones, as opposed to the ones that were 1 year ago.
And they were like almost two. That's like, I don't know. I feel like I had like some decent level of success with SMPs. But I just like didn't enjoy it. So I didn't keep doing it.
I have someone who helps me do research called Roman. She helps me do like research on guests alongside me doing my own research. One thing that she mentioned was that we have similar like content paths in a sense of we did something that was working. However, at least started to work in your case. Then we just didn't enjoy it. So we decided to take the risk and move elsewhere. Obviously it's worked out a lot better for you, but for instance, like I started with command block tutorials, then I moved into commentary videos, which I'm actually going to bring back on Inside MC. I did commentary videos on the Inside Orbit's channel about like Hive Bedrock and stuff, but I'm actually going to start doing like more Minecraft commentary videos for like the Inside MC channel now that I have the time. But I went into that and gameplay, and then now I finally found like satisfaction in the podcast, which hasn't done like amazing for like clout or whatever. I am happy with what I do, and it's kind of like you did SMP and it was working really, really well for you, and you took the risk of changing into like changing to Minecraft video essays, Minecraft documentaries, however you want to word it, but they're doing like really, really well for you.
Yeah, the documentaries are like, I don't know, I feel like it's partly that with these documentaries they're type of videos that I actually like to watch, so it's a lot easier for me to come up with like, okay, what is like actually a good idea here that people would be interested in, because I can just be like, do I think this is a good idea, would I watch this, as opposed to just trying to guess before.
Yeah, exactly. So you're just doing content that you enjoy.
Yeah. Obviously, there's like a little bit of like emphasis on ideas that have like an audience for them. But if I don't enjoy it, I won't make it.
Something that Roman found was that you took a break at one point in your content career and you started editing videos for Tyrad. When did this happen?
Honestly, I couldn't tell you which videos it was between. It was like, I believe it was a little bit after... I joined Bliss SMP. I don't feel like it was like a break of like maybe 2-3 months. But while I was like not making content on my own alongside it.
Yeah, because they mentioned that like it was due to like just a different period in your life and you wanted to try editing for them. I think this was taken actually from your History of Skybo video. They mentioned how like that you decided you realized while editing for Tyrad that you missed the passion of making your own content, and then that's why you made the return with the changing content as well. So I believe it was actually after your last SMP video, and then you came back with a different style.
Okay.
Maybe.
That's like a very simplified version. I'm going to try to explain a little more.
Okay.
So I was making SMP videos and I was not really getting anywhere with them, especially with money. And a lot of my friends were like starting editing for people because that is like a lot faster to make some amount of money. And I was like, it would be very nice to have a little bit of disposable income for myself. So I started editing and I did that for a while, but I really didn't enjoy it. There's only a little bit where I didn't also make videos and edit, but then I started making more SMP videos and also editing for Tyrad for a couple more months. And then I stopped editing for Tyrad as those videos started to do really well. And then it was like a while after that I did the switch.
You do content creation full time?
I live with my parents, so I don't know what you count full time, but I'm not going to college.
Do you work an in quotation marks IRL job?
No.
Okay, so yeah, you're doing content full time then, technically. But it's your only source of income. There you go.
Yeah, it's my only source of income, but I also don't have a huge amount of expenses.
Yeah. I just want to mean so that just for in the terms of like a job sense, if like to put it in that way.
Yeah.
You signed up, and I kinda wanna touch on this because I feel like it's a good talking point, and I feel like we could get into this quite a little bit. I made a joke before the podcast about $250 creator school. Do you know what I'm gonna go into here?
Not entirely.
It was you, right, who signed up for the ERAC $250 credit score, right?
Yeah, sorry, I thought you said score. It was your accent.
Oh, sorry, school.
That's what threw me off.
Apologies. You mentioned like how I guess I want to hear your thoughts on it, because I know a lot of people are always looking for like advice on how to grow on content creation, and I use the podcast hopefully as a good way for creators to kind of give their tips and tricks, and a lot of the time people do. How was it worth $250, this creator school?
Not of any. Like, I mean, I met someone through it who, I feel like I should have paid them the $250, and they also don't think that the actual value of the program was anywhere near what they were asking for it. But like the one guy I met in there, like it was worth $250 because I met him, but it was of no fault of the people charging the money.
Oh,
like they did, I think, like a weekly workshop. And then it was basically a Discord server. Like there were a couple other bells and whistles, but nothing particularly educational or helpful.
So is it the fault of them for charging the money then, no?
Yeah, it's like it's their fault for like they charged a lot of money. I meant fault, and like I kind of used the word wrong. Like, but like they didn't do anything worth $250. The part that was worth the money was just someone I met who happened to also have paid $250 and regretted it. I hope that makes sense.
But more so, don't pay $250 and hope that you meet someone cool that you get along with, please.
Yeah.
That's not a way to be meeting new people. You just got very, very lucky.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I guess just more so for people who are trying to get into content creation, I think we can both agree, hopefully, that paying for a creator, like a creator camp, or paying a creator to learn their tips and tricks just really isn't worth it, right?
I think that, I don't want to say like as a rule it's not worth it, because I imagine that they're like, I don't know, I would say Hillier Smith's editing work, like masterclass thing, is probably worth the price from what I've heard. But I don't think that most of the people charging a crazy price for information are doing it because they want to help people. I think they just are like, oh, people... there are a lot of people with a lot of money who want to be YouTubers, so let's sell them things for luxury prices.
I remember when Jake Paul announced their one, apparently like people bought it and it was just the most basic stuff that like influencers would give you for free.
Yeah,
that's more what I mean in that sense.
Okay, yeah, that one's stupid. I actually, that is a really good point though that you mentioned it. I don't know why I saw do it and thought it would be different. I was like, oh, Jake Paul's, they're totally different like ballparks. This is a completely different thing. But it really wasn't.
At the end of the day, it's a content creator trying to give advice for money.
Yeah.
And in your case, successfully doing it. But I think a lot of times, like I said, I brought on creators from like Captain Sparkles to yourself here to everyone else. And like, even just listening to podcasts to interview creators and stuff, like for the most part, they're going to sometimes get into little bits of YouTube. And if you just pick it up as you go, like we're doing, like, since you're talking about why you moved away from S&Ps into video content, it's like you mentioned how for you, you weren't enjoying it and it wasn't working. Someone can take that away and be like, okay, if I'm not enjoying this and it's not working, maybe I should move elsewhere a little bit.
Yeah. Also, like, if I want to say this in case there are creators watching this who are like, well, if that's not how you learn, then like, what is? Because I think that's a fair question. And I think a really good place to start is there's a book called The YouTube Formula by Daryl Eves that is basically like everything you need to know to have a basic understanding of how to make a YouTube video and have it do well. It may not guarantee that you'll get there immediately, but it is a great step in the right direction. And I think like that's what I would recommend to anyone who wants to spend money on a way to become a YouTuber.
I think also just like picking up on what people do, learning why people do it as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you don't even have to talk to the creator. You just have to watch enough of their videos to understand, okay, they do this specific thing multiple times. I think if you're really like, I mean, I do YouTube for fun. I do the podcast for fun. I've said this and like, I put myself on a big high horse here and I could be wrong, but we'll see, I guess. I always said, I feel like if I wanted to, with Shorts content, I could very easily hit 100k by the end of the year, like by just doing the most optimized Shorts content there is. I'm probably not gonna go do it because I can't be bothered, but like I said, I can. And like if you're really looking to do like the ultimate stuff, just like watch creators that you enjoy watching and then figure out why you enjoy watching them, and for the most part that's why other people will most likely enjoy watching them too. And just like little things like that.
I have a couple things to say about that. One, I think that getting to 100k with Shorts is a lot harder now than it used to be. Like it's still, you can still do it if you know like exactly what to make and exactly how, but I don't think it's like you could do that in a day. Also, other thing is, so you said like, can you remind me again like what you said towards the end of that?
I said that like if you're really looking to like in quotation marks try hard YouTube, then like watch your favorite creators and figure out why you enjoy watching them and what things they multiply they repeat doing in videos. For instance, like if you're watching a Sidemen Sunday, they constantly flip between POVs. They don't hold on to one POV for too long. They only use the entertaining parts of POVs. Like learn why you like that and then put that into effect in your own content.
I think that is great advice, but it's also really hard to do that without any of like a basis of like knowing where to start. Like what do you look for in a rec rap video if you've never made a Minecraft video? Like how, what part of that is why it works, what part of it is just his style? It's really hard to, without having any experience, be able to recognize what you like about a piece of media. And I think it's good advice like once you're a little farther along, but I just think it's like easier said than done right at the start, and it's like valid to not know how.
Oh no, I think if you're just starting YouTube, you shouldn't really be trying to do like the ultimate video for your first one anyways. I mean, obviously you can try your best, but some creators, it takes them, I mean, like how long were you doing YouTube before you felt satisfied in your content?
Like a year and a half, maybe two.
Exactly. Like, and some people it takes them 5-6 years. For me, I still don't feel fully satisfied, and I've been doing it for 4 years. I only just started feeling satisfied like a year ago, give or take, with the podcast. 3 years later, like, so you know, you learn over time. If you do a video, it might do amazing off the get-go, but even sometimes that might just be down to luck or because you understand it.
I'm or not it means to sound that like
a
you
YouTube
made like
guru here, but
or it means you made like a video that's just kind of immoral. That could also be like why it does well, and you might not want
really
to
think
of it
like that as well. Actually, yeah, you're
like,
right.
What if you make like a really like evil drama video and that did well?
And then you're purposely doing that content. That's the issue. Like if you make a video like that, you're purposely going for that niche. Like there's not really
you don't. But if you've made one video and you're like that did really well, but do I really have it in me to make my whole thing doing this? That's like your chance to not do it.
Exactly. Before you get too deep and get stuck into it.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to sound like a YouTube guru there. Sorry. It's just on the whole topic of the $150 creator skill. I just wanted to kind of show that, like, although my advice isn't perfect and I'm not like, I know it all, you just got all of that for completely free from both myself and Skyboy, but I like our different faults. So it's to kind of put that into perspective in a sense.
Yeah. I mean, I think that, like, I don't think that it's, like, inherently bad to pay for, like, a course or something. I just think, like, $250 is way too much money than someone, like, reasonably should be charging for that much information. Like, yeah. I don't want to, like, set a precedent that, like, if you charge for YouTube advice, then it's automatically bad. But I just think, like, you have to be really, really cynical about what you spend money on.
Exactly. No, that's what I mean. Like, I'm not trying to crap on the whole idea of, like, creator things. I mean, I personally don't agree with it, but I've never tried it before, so maybe it could have changed my life. But it's more so just like, don't, like, if, especially if you're a new content creator, don't go spending all your money on these different courses. At least give it a try first, and then if you're really struggling and really need it, then go for it.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
You were on a, is it true that you was on the whitelist or like the shortlist for Lifestyle SMP?
That is like, okay, I mean, technically, but it was a very long shortlist, and I wouldn't necessarily have gotten in if I didn't back out anyway. I was on, there was like a playlist of applications that they liked that they were going to go through, but they like initially liked them. And it was just like, I said shortlist in my History of Skyblade video because it was like simpler than explaining all that. But I don't think, I might have gotten in, but I doubt it.
But you were still on the shortlist. It doesn't matter how long the shortlist was, you're still on it.
Okay, yes.
You still had a chance before backing out, and you will never know.
I will never know for sure. Yeah.
What about, like, I guess, actually, you know what? This is more of a broad question, so have fun with it. What are some of your, and this can be over the entire span of Skyboys, what are some of your favorite videos? And it can even be, it can even be a one that you did like didn't do amazing for views compared to the others. What are some of your favorite content?
I'm gonna like pull up my channel. 1 second. I have to wait 6 seconds for it to let me open YouTube because I hate myself. Okay, almost there.
We're getting there, slowly but surely.
We're getting there. We're getting there. Okay, finally managed to pull up my channel past all my productivity extensions. Okay,
let's go.
I think my like older documentaries are, I don't know, it's just like as they've gotten older, I like them less and less. And same with pretty much all of my older videos. So everything I'm going to say here is probably pretty new.
Oh, yeah.
But I really like the 3x Minecraft Could Have Changed Forever one. Because it's not just this is a YouTuber and here's how they became this. Like there's like three different topics in it, and they're, each of them is like interesting in a different way. And I just think it's like a big switch from my normal style, and I liked it.
Okay.
I really liked History of Skyboy because I had access to a level of information that I just can't have when I'm making a video about someone else. I could really go in depth with making it a really good story.
I kind of want to make one of those for myself. Obviously, I'll credit you if I do, but
no, you don't have to credit me.
Well, I probably will, just to be like, I took the inspiration from you. I probably wouldn't even title it The History of Insane Orbits because I don't think I'd get clicks. I'd probably title it like The History of Myself.
The History. I was half considering titling mine The History of My Dumbass, but I didn't do it.
The History of Me.
The history of the history of this fucker, and then it's me in the thumbnail.
Big like red, big red arrow, like multiple big red arrows pointing at you.
And then like, yeah, and then like text labeling it like stupid or I don't know, something to just like make me look as dumb as possible. I thought would have been funny, and I didn't do it.
I think the thumbnail you did was pretty good.
Thank you. I ended up going with this one just because like I wanted it to be to the point, like you know what you're getting when you click it. Yeah. So those are my two favorite recent ones. I also want to mention that I had like a non-Minecraft video essay that is on a playlist on my channel that's unlisted about reaction content that I think is really good and holds up better than my other videos around that time. It just didn't do well, so they got like 7k in a month.
Yeah, so it was on Minecraft content.
Yeah, it's just some like didn't really fit. I unlisted it.
Why?
Those are my answers.
I guess like, what is it? I obviously you switched from, I think we touched on it a little bit earlier, but I guess this is more for the timestamps than anything. Why did you switch to this content specifically when you moved away from SMP? So not why you moved away from SMP content, but why you decided to choose this style of content.
Oh yeah, my favorite part of SMP videos was always the voiceovers, because I got to edit more during those parts and just found them way more entertaining than the actual footage. So and then when I saw Jet Starfish make like a Minecraft documentary, he was like kind of kickstarted the modern wave of them. I was like, I gave it like a serious thought, and I was like, you know, I can genuinely see myself doing this. And then that idea sat there for like a month until a buddy of mine suggested the history of SMPs as like a really good transition. And then I made that video and then switched with that. But since then, there's definitely a lot of other benefits I've like found that I didn't expect. Like for one, like the making videos that I would watch means that a lot of other creators also like watching them. So when I'm like networking with people, it's really convenient because most of them have already watched a Skyboy video. So that like, it just makes it a lot easier to get in contact with people.
I think your content is very good, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
That's why I reached out. Funny enough, just saying it like that, it's also part of the reason why I reached out, because I've seen some of your videos as well. And I thought, damn, like I actually, because I think you followed the podcast account. So I was like, screw it. I'm able to send them a DM because they follow me. Might not just.
I think I joined the Discord.
Oh, it was the Discord. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah. Which I joined the Discord. Yeah. I did it because I was like, I don't want to just like ask to be interviewed, but if this person wants to interview me, I'll like join it, and then it's just a much more polite way that you don't feel like pressure.
I get people reach out all the time. There's actually
I didn't want to be like that.
There's someone who's scheduled to come on, which I know, I don't mind people reaching out. Please, if you're listening to this and you want to come on, I won't always say yes. Like, I can't always say yes. For instance, I had someone who asked to come on last year, and I said, like, at one point, like, sorry, and they're scheduled now to come on at some point before the end of this year. I won't say what day or when specifically, because I don't want to, like, kind of give off who it was. Maybe we'll talk about it on the podcast if they're fine for me to. But they've literally been waiting for an entire year, and I just messaged them the other day, like, you still interested? And they said, yeah, and I went, nice. So, like, I won't always say yes, because it's obviously really hard to manage now that midweek MC is gone, especially, so I only have one podcast a week. I have to kind of pick and choose who I want to bring on at a specific time. But you joined, I saw you were there, and I was like, cool, why not? And I invited you back. I invited you on back in literally a month ago now. That kind of just shows as like a rough basis how long it takes for like how far ahead I schedule people in.
Rookie numbers, I must say.
Really?
Yeah, I have videos. At one point, I had them scheduled a year out.
But like what, collab videos?
No, not collab videos. Just like I had a year's worth of content scheduled. I guess like, I mean, some of them I had like talked to sources for them, but not like collabs.
Well, I mean, I have a year's worth of like podcasts. Like schedule. I have a rough idea of who I want to bring on and who I have contact with. I've done that for like since the start of the year. But it's about reaching out to creators. I don't want to reach out to creators and be like, yo, would you be interested on being on my podcast on December 20th? Like, it's a little bit
no, I totally get distance. That. Yeah.
But dude, I get what you mean.
Okay. That reminds me of a really funny thing that happened. But I think it's so silly. So there's this other documentary creator who, not Minecraft specific, but he's called Musy. And he makes like gaming documentaries. He did one about like Fortnite, a bunch about Plants vs. Zombies, Garden Warfare. And I reached out to him on April like 5th or something. I was like, you wanna voice next year's April Fool's video? And he was like, bit early. We'll see how it goes closer to then. But I don't even think I'm gonna make that video anymore, so like, good on him for not just being like, yeah, I'll do that. It wouldn't have worked out anyway.
A lot of times, like, I'm like, okay, I will reach back out. For instance, with you, like, I scheduled you in, then obviously a few days before you was meant to be announced, I like said, are you still good too, and is this okay? Like, it's just to make sure that like people remember that they are scheduled in for this, because a few times I've done it and they're like, oh crap, like I actually scheduled something on that day, I'm so sorry, can we do it, move it to the Wednesday? And I might be like, oh, I'm not free Wednesday, so it gets pushed back like a week or two. But
I don't know how people just like don't use calendars. I will never understand.
I use my diary, my date diary. I don't really use calendars. I write in the diary like if I'm busy on a certain day, like what I'm doing and at what time. And if someone asks me to do something, I just open it up to that page and I'm like, I'm free, or
that's effectively a calendar.
Yeah, I guess. It's just more so like I don't get notified. I have to check myself. Yeah.
Well, okay. Before Google Calendar, there were calendars that didn't notify you.
Yeah, no, then this is a calendar. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. I'm talking about today's standard of calendar, sorry.
Yeah, fair enough.
So the new, what's the word for it, the new age calendars,
these Gen Alpha,
yeah, there we
remember
go.
Having physical calendars, it's honestly pathetic.
My nan actually still uses like an OG calendar. It's an OG calendar.
This is the most crazy conversation. Imagine like Ellen DeGeneres watching us talk about this.
The worst part is though, like, it actually makes sense, like calling an OG character is actually like kind of legitimately what it is nowadays.
Yeah. I was more commenting on the fact that you said OG in reference to a piece of technology that has been phased out. I just think that's really funny.
No, I was talking more like physical. She has like the physical one in her kitchen with like the pictures on like the cages and stuff. Like that's OG.
It's not electronic, but it's still like,
sorry. Yeah, technology. Yeah. Got you. Sorry, I thought you meant like electronic phased out. Sorry. Yeah.
No, yeah. I just think the term OG is very funny.
So do I,
very
honestly.
Gen Z thing to say.
How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 18.
Oh god, you're younger than me, and I'm using the word OG. I'm the OG.
You're the OG in this situation.
God, AJ is so glad he's not here right now. He's like, I think AJ's 25. There's like a whole bit of him just being old for some bizarre reason. Like, he's not even old, but because he's older than me, it's just become a whole thing. Anyway,
how old are you? How old are you?
Did I not say? Oh, I'm 21.
You didn't. Oh, okay.
I just said I'm older. Apologies. Yeah, and I'm 21 years of age. I can drink alcohol in America when I go, so.
No.
Can't wait. That's like,
well,
you.
I see.
Oh, yeah, you can't. Oh, you're American, aren't you?
I am.
America.
I don't want to drink alcohol. I just can't anyway.
Yeah, it's a bit like during COVID. Like, I didn't really want to leave my house, but because I couldn't leave my house, it was a bit annoying. Like, I wasn't going to leave anyways, but the fact that they told me I'm not allowed is like,
Yeah, I guess that's one way to put it. I don't know. I don't think I will ever drink alcohol, but yeah. It's just like, I think you nailed it. Like, you can't tell me what to do.
Yeah, it's like when I don't know if you ever had this, but like when I was younger, like I was like, I really fancy doing the dishes today. So I go into the kitchen and my mom's like, can you do the dishes? I'm just like, I don't want to do it anymore now. I was really in the mood. And like, just ruined that for me. And I told him, I'm like, no, you weren't. You're lying. I'm like, well, no, I'm not. I was really in the mood to do the dishes today, and because you've told me to do it now, I don't want to do it anymore. I don't know. Dude, can you relate to that?
Absolutely.
There you go. So.
I think
I like this conversation,
I'm starting to wonder if you may, because that's also like being very heightened by ADHD. So I'm going to diagnose you with that potentially. We'll see what my verdict is still.
Well, like when someone tells you to do something, get annoyed.
No, where you like, where it's just like a higher level of like avoidance. That like it happens to everyone, but people with ADHD have like more.
Got you. Oh yeah, I have lots of things. For instance, like I was streaming yesterday, and then work messaged me about something, and I could have just so easily ignored it. Yeah, it annoyed me so much to the point where I just ended up having to enter him because they'd bothered me during stream. yeah, I was just like, oh, like, and then I was like being fine. I streamed for like an hour and a half, and after that, I was just like, you know what, this work thing, and because I kept replying to it, I was like, this work thing. Instead of just ignoring it, I keep responding, and it's bothering me so much to the point where I just like, I'm not even in the mood to stream anymore.
If only your work knew you were insane orbits from the Inside MC podcast, they wouldn't be messaging you like that.
True. I'm actually off for the next 2 weeks. So I just want a break. Like, it's even worse that they were messaging me.
That's disgusting. Sunday.
I know. Outrageous. But it's okay. It's fine. This is really Skyboy interview podcast, isn't it? Talking about my work.
So anyway, you were talking about how you wanted the podcast to be, you know, more focused on me. So I'm going to make an immense effort to not let you talk about anything else for the rest of the podcast.
Whoa.
It's gonna be centered on me. No, 24/7.
No, it's just I didn't say I wanted it to be. Of course, like, it's an interview on you, but I love this, just chatting, waffling around about anything. It's great.
This is my podcast now. It's gonna be about me and nothing else. That's, and you can't even stop it.
Well, I mean, I technically could just end the podcast here, to be honest.
Oh wait, okay. I have to use my bargaining power.
Yeah, see.
I'm gonna delete the bonk sound so you can't use it to censor my swearing.
That's fine, I'll just cut out.
Oh, I'm thwarted again.
Go on, you got this.
Drats. This is a conundrum.
I have one for you, if you want help.
Okay, please.
You could literally just say, I refuse to let you upload this podcast.
Yeah, but you, like, could, technically.
No, but why would I, if you told me you're not going to? I keep
the podcast... What if you're evil?
No. I keep the podcast relatively positive, and I pride myself in giving comfort to the creators who come on.
But, like, you could be a total piece of shit, and I would never know. Like, you could
Well, you would know, because you would have seen it uploaded to the channel, and you can very easily make a tweet about me, like you did.
That's true.
About that one channel, The Truth About Hannah XO's Rose.
I did do that.
Well, look at this transition. Oh, this is going to be a fire transition. You're going to love this.
That is.
Oh, obviously, you make Minecraft documentaries, and you make very positive, good ones. Like, I mean, like I said, I'm a big fan of your channel. Like, the simulation content. And obviously, sometimes you touch on, like, the negative side of things. For instance, your hardcore Minecraft video. But that's, like, not in a negative sense of hating on specific people or causing drama. But one thing you tweeted earlier today on recording this was about the clickbait Minecraft documentaries. And I'm not sure. Yeah. I didn't watch the video, so I don't know how good the video is. But obviously, I mean, actually, I can't imagine it'd be too good because it's about a specific creator and the thumbnail gives off very bad vibes. But how do you feel, or does that ever affect your content, seeing other people do that?
It doesn't like really affect my content, but I do feel like I have this honestly misplaced responsibility that let me start from the beginning here. I think that if people's people's impression of a type of content is people doing it badly, then they'll stop being interested in that type of content. So I feel a certain like small responsibility to, like, if I see someone doing something in my niche that's like really shitty, then I'll like try to call it out. I've done it a couple times. because I just not necessarily like, I think that like if I really wanted to look at it analytically of like it's a genuine reason I'm doing this and it helps me in a business sense, then I could make that case. But it's really just like I want the content to be good and I care about the niche I'm in. So I try to like, if someone is making that kind of content, I try to like either avoid it or tell them to not do that. There's also been times I've talked to people privately. It's not always like a tweet. I'm just like, hey, maybe don't do that.
I understand in a sense of actual understanding, but I understand why people do it. I just can't think of a different word to see that, like say that. Like, I guess like every content has to be explored. Like it's, I mean, I've said this multiple times and oh my God, I'm about to go against what you said and talk about myself here. Is that like from it's like a Minecraft podcast interviewing people. Like it's not really like there's Minecraft podcasts out there, of course. And I always promote like the Withering Effect and Spawn Chunks and stuff like they're all amazing. Impin Skins, I guess, kind of does what I'm about to say, but there's already a directly Minecraft content podcast that like directly interviews creators or brings on creators to because what we do, what I tend to do nowadays is part interview, part let's just talk about what we want to talk about. And that's exactly what we're doing now. I'm interviewing you, but then I'm also talking about the creator school and now these like clickbait documentaries. And it's why I'm surprised that this niche hasn't been touched on more. It has been, but like so it's kind of the understanding of I know every niche has to be covered, but I can never understand why people want to cover that specific niche of drama documentary style videos.
Money.
It's a very easy way to get started. You see unmonetized channels do it sometimes as well, and I guess it's like the chance of money in the future. Yeah,
so. I think they're just like, this seems like the easiest way to get monetized.
I mean, it's drama. Drama gets clicks.
Yeah. But I don't know. What I do is not, I would not call my videos drama, but I still can use creators' names in a positive way and it has a similar effect.
But you know, but your channel, but the thing is, like, I mean, I mentioned it there. Your content isn't drama. Your content is sometimes touch on a negative aspect of things. Yeah. It's informative. Yours are good informative videos. You're allowed to touch on it, but you don't make full on negative hate videos at people.
Yeah. My point was just like, you don't have to make the video negative in order to get like an easy start by using a big creator's name. It can also be positive and that's fine and better.
Exactly. If you're able to reach out, I mean, once again, the podcast, I mean, they don't get crazy amounts of views, but I am literally interviewing a different creator every single week. These are people who are giving me their time like you are now, and I'm using it in a positive sense because the podcasts are very positive.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. I just think people like think that drama is the easiest way to get views, and I think that, I mean, kind of. You still have to be really quick to a topic, and that's not always easy to do. But I just think like the same thing that makes drama quick to get views starting out also applies to documentaries in general about some popular topic, and that won't get people mad at you.
Yeah, that's the issue. I guess with that then, to talk about, I mean, unless you had, do you have anything else you wanted to talk about with your whole like Minecraft documentaries and etc., like something that you thought I was going to touch on that I didn't, or have we done a pretty good job of covering all of that?
I don't think there's like anything huge. I think I want to clarify a little about the like tweet I made about that guy.
Yeah.
I specifically took a screenshot where it didn't show his channel name to like, if he didn't want to like have a bunch of backlash, he didn't need to like
until they responded.
Yeah. But like, I just think like the problem is not this person. I'm sure they're a fine person. It's just the content.
No, I know. Sorry. I mean, that's why I said Minecraft, like negative Minecraft documentaries as a whole. We're not like, I just use your tweet as reference because it's good reference, but we're not like, we're not attacking certain creators because some people like can make amazing positive videos and they'll make like one negative video. Like I obviously, I'm not like a massive fan of it and I don't condone it, but some people do just randomly do one-offs. It doesn't make them a bad person. It just means they're trying like a different style of content.
Also, I don't think like a negative videos inherently bad. Like my buddy Caleb is salty, does almost all negative videos, but they're generally pretty well researched. I don't think he usually talks to the people he makes videos about, but he at least does it, like he tries his best to get the facts straight before that and like does a pretty good job. And the videos are negative, but they're well made and they have a reason to be talked, something people haven't talked about, and not just rehashing a drama with a really clickbaity thumbnail.
Well, I mean, I watched, I obviously I didn't want to say specific names, and I'm kind of glad you brought it up because I can actually correct what I wanted to say here. So I've actually seen Caleb's most recent video. The Minecraft kids content is absolutely terrifying, and I couldn't agree with it any more than the 1.2 million views it has. Like I agree with it so much. When I was, and thank you for bringing it up because I can, like, once again I can correct what I was saying here, is when I say negative style content, I mean a bunch of videos on one creator that is just, I don't want to say, I'm not going to say a name, but there's a specific channel that I used to know and I don't think they're too regular anymore, but they would see a topic is trending on Twitter, make a video talking about the tweets, and they would bag about 20 to 30k views guaranteed, right? But this person, and because I know them, didn't do any research, didn't do any backstory, didn't even know who the person was. They literally loaded up their editing, their recording software, went blah 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 blah, hit the posted screenshots of the tweets on the video, and it did really really well. And the video and the comments were like, oh my god, thank you so much for bringing this to our attention, thank you, blah blah blah. That's the type of content I don't like, is when people literally just make a straight up hate video. But with Caleb, since you named them, I named them as well, they do a really good job at actually, even if it's not fully researched off a lead, like, thing, it's less so hate, more so informative, if that makes sense. Like, they're not straight up just hating on someone, they are given, and that's why I said, like, I really agree with that most recent video, because it's, yes, it's a negative video, but it's not a hate video, it's just a negative video, but it's a good negative video.
Yeah, if exactly. That makes sense. I think that's a great description.
Sorry, I know I went into depth. I just wanted to make sure I covered my tracks. I don't want anyone getting annoyed at me when I said something I didn't mean.
Totally.
So, you also make music.
Yeah.
You have a channel called Skyboy Music, but I believe you've uploaded more to your SoundCloud, right?
Yeah. How did you find my SoundCloud?
Credit Roman. Like I said, they're a good researcher.
That's crazy. That's a deep cut. My SoundCloud and my music channel are both just like, I just do it for fun. It's a creative outlet for me. My music channel is just a little more of like a quality filter on there. I don't post whatever half-made things.
That's why I refresh your SoundCloud more so, yeah.
Yeah, that's why my SoundCloud has so much more on it.
Yeah, no, that's why I have Roman. Roman's great, because that's actually how you met your partner as well, right? From them. I know Roman's not my partner, to make it clear, but how you met your partner was through them doing research for you as well, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So there you go. See, when you have a good researcher, it's helpful, and they were able to find your SoundCloud.
I'm pretty sure H-Bomber Guy is dating his researcher. It's like a trend.
Well, I'm not dating Roman, to make this very clear. I have a partner who I met IRL, who has nothing to do with content creation. But Roman's a good friend of mine, so we get along very, very well. So that's helpful. And we actually met from me putting out a tweet saying I needed help with research, and they said yes. So look at that, see?
Yeah, hop off.
It's always helpful when you have someone who's good.
You're never escaping the shipping. It's here to stay now that you've like.
No, we're not shipping me and Roman. No.
No, you're never gonna hear the end of it.
Me and Roman, no. Roman doesn't really do content too much anymore. They're too busy living their life and doing uni. They do content very rarely, but you know, there's no shipping. Unless you feel like it.
There shouldn't be. I just worry that there will be anyway.
I doubt it. I doubt so. But we'll see. I guess, why did you decide to start doing music?
I've been doing it for a very long time, much longer than videos. I think I just had like a friend who was doing it, and I thought it seemed... I was like 9 or something.
Okay, so and it's not a bad thing. You're just not a Minecraft creator who tried getting into music. Or who's gone to into music.
I know. I'm not trying to make it like a thing either. It's literally just like, I'm making the music anyway. I might as well put it somewhere. Like, it's not supposed to succeed.
What are some of your favorite songs that you've made?
I am not huge on anything that's public right now besides the like remix I posted a month ago of Hell's Coming With Me. I like that one. I have one that I'm working on there's like a little snippet of like an old version of it in a tweet recently, but there's a bunch more to that song. That one I'm really proud of, and we'll see how that, if that ever comes out or not. Probably won't, but it might.
I hope it does one day.
One day. I don't have no idea what I'll call it.
You also made a remix, a song. Where is it? Oh, this was on the Dark Skyboy channel. You made a Skyboy, let me guess, Potion Effects.
No. No.
That's fire. That is fire. It's so good.
It's the worst piece of content. I just have it still. It still exists because people would complain if I private.
Can you tweet out
the song?
Yeah.
No, I've had enough of milking that.
Oh, please, Twitter. Please just tweet out the link right now, right, with hashtag blast from the past. Come on.
Hashtag blast from the past. Well, you really are a boomer.
12th of September 2022. It's literally this month. It's a two. It's a 2 year anniversary. Hold on. I'm gonna drop you a tweet. Hold up. You have to tweet this. You don't have to tweet this, but if you want to.
This is wild. This is extortionate behavior.
It's funny.
It is funny.
You don't have to tweet this. Wait, there you go.
2 year anniversary. I need like a better hashtag if I'm gonna tweet that.
Okay, do a better hashtag then. I'll let you decide.
Hashtag
that.
I don't know, there's nothing. I can't come up with anything.
Hashtag throwback Tuesday.
Hashtag end gluten.
Yeah, gone. Hold on, let me turn on notifications. I've turned on notifications for Skyboy.
I'm not convinced I should be tweeting this.
Okay, so don't tweet it. Okay. There's no pressure.
I think it's like a, you know, this is just like a better decision. I don't have to tweet about...
You don't have to. Of course you don't. There's no one forcing you. This is staying in the podcast. No, people can know that you didn't tweet it when you had the opportunity to.
Yeah, they know I'm a pussy now. I get
it. Whoa. No, you're not a pussy. You're just scared.
I was like, are you gonna ask? I was like, when you were saying, I was like, okay, there's three songs that are public on this channel. Which is it gonna be? And it was the worst one.
It's a fire song. Like, I love it.
What about it? One of the parts in the end, one of the guys is rapping about his uncle touching him. It's the shittiest song.
I love the part where you go, let me guess potion effects.
My one line. I made the beat, though. That was my contribution.
Yeah, no, the beat's fire. That's what I was on about to say. Beat.
The beat is old, but it's not terrible.
It's not horrible, but it could be better. You've improved over the last 2 years. There you go, sir.
Yeah, there we go. I'm satisfied with that description. I think the beat is passable for the time.
And let's throw... I'm going to throw some fun facts about you at you.
Okay. I'll have to deal with them. I'll have to cope.
You love the mobile game Plants vs. Zombies and its soundtrack.
That is true. That I wonder where you're reading this fact from.
Your favorite genre of music is dubstep.
Yeah. I wonder which website.
I don't know what INTP means.
I believe it's on the 11 personalities website. Logician is my personality type on there.
Okay. That's
that means INTP. If you wouldn't understand. You've never done a personality test.
Should I do one right now on the podcast?
It's gonna take a while. It's like 40 questions.
Okay, I'm not doing it on the podcast, never mind.
Yeah. Fun fact about that Wikitubia page that you're stealing all your...
I don't know what you're on about. I just knew this. I've been a long time fan.
So that entire page, my girlfriend just like wrote it. It's not... I think the only part that's not her is the part about the Tommy Innit shout out. Someone like after that added it on there. But the rest of it is just entirely her doing.
Yeah, but do you have one of these? Oh.
A website? At the minute, no.
But I have my own like Wikitubia on my own website about myself. Facts about myself.
Well, that's even worse. I think it could get even worse.
I wrote a quote. I wrote why that quote exists. I wrote fun facts about myself.
Rolling the team. Orbitz is the host of both podcasts. He also does the promotion management and guest management. Everyone give him a round of applause. He edits the podcast in their entirety, manages the promotion, and reaches out to the guests who have made a feature. That's impressive.
Yeah, and I wrote it all myself. I actually do have a Wikitubia.
You do.
But it wasn't wrote by me. It was wrote by someone called Wolfie, and not the Wolfie, like,
yeah, I know Wolfie. Who that is.
Yeah, no, but like, it's Wolfie with a Y. Anyways,
yeah, I believe so. I'd like vaguely know,
but they haven't really updated it because my only trivia is like, it's like outdated. It says that like I
what
I know. Why are you saying what?
I was just saying what because you sounded so outraged. It's outrageous. This trivia is outdated.
All of it's outdated. That's why I had to write out my own fun facts about myself on my Inside MC has a wiki as well that has the exact same fun facts about myself on it. I had to make my own one.
Why don't you like create a Wikitubia account and edit the...
You can do that.
Yeah, it's a wiki. That's how wikis work.
I don't like how people can edit a page about me with anything. Doesn't have to get approved. Sure.
No, it doesn't have to get approved, but like if something is wrong, then someone else can fix it. It's like, that's like the point.
Oh, wait, I can edit it right now.
Yeah, you can just like click edit and make it say whatever you want.
Hold on, let me edit your one.
True. Okay. What are you gonna put on it?
Skyboy. Skyboy Wiki.
Skyboy appeared on the Inside MC podcast.
No. Trivia. I'm adding to the trivia.
Okay.
Skyboy and Orbitz became best friends on the 23rd of September 2024. Yeah.
Awesome.
Can I actually say it or should I cancel it?
I don't give enough of a shit to like edit it. If you put it on there, it's just gonna be there.
No, I won't add it. I don't spread misinformation. We're not best friends.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, I do still really just passionately hate you, so.
Oh, I thought we were at least friends. Okay. Ouch, I guess. Forever then. No, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's okay.
You thought.
Well, that then, I think it's time for the Twitter questions.
Okay.
I haven't brought up a specific all thing because it's a Twitter question. No, there's three.
Oh?
Yeah, one got added earlier because they're a Twitch watcher, and they said, mm-hmm. I forgot to reply to that tweet, and I said, okay, you can still do it because we haven't recorded it yet. And it was like, oh, I forced them to reply. And then they asked me as well, is Veg here? I'm calling you out, Veg, and you probably won't hear this part because you skipped through, so I'll recall you out. I'll save the calling out for when I ask that question. Anyways, the first one here is from Srepins.
Mm-hmm.
What process do you go through when making a video?
Process. I guess like the part I'm like struggling to answer is just like where I come up with an idea, because it's very varied. But like I find an idea usually just by thinking about like something and then being like, oh, that's a good video. Then I start gathering like some preliminary, like what do I want to say in this video? What types of things do I want to? And I'll either outsource the research or recently I've been trying to do it more myself, and then script it and then edit and like record just like a base audio. And then I'm trying to phase into like having an editor for most of the time. I've done that myself. Then I'll get that back and finish it up, and then that's done. Did I answer the question?
No, it's a good answer. I like
it. Fair enough. It's very basic, surface level answer.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be complex. As long as it gets the answer across, it's fine. And then the last one comes from Vegetable. And so, Veg, if you skip to this specific part, I actually was about to call you out earlier, but I'm saving it because I remember you saying in our DMs that you skipped a specific part of the podcast. Or maybe it was on a Twitch stream. Anyways, point is, I'm calling you out because you said, you actually asked me to fact check this question for you. Like, before you asked this question, you were asking me if the question makes sense fact chat wise. I'm sorry, you're the one asking the question. I don't know why I have to do your job for you, Veg, all right? You're getting called out on the podcast here. Outrageous.
Wow.
Has the Tommy Innit shout out affected you negatively more than positively? If so, /not, why?
I don't think so. I think it's been positive. The biggest like difference is just that I have more Twitter followers, and that's kind of it. And then I was afraid there would be negative things of like they'd get like upset at me for something, because that audience is prone to that, but that hasn't happened yet, and I don't foresee doing something that will really piss them off anytime soon. So I think it's been mostly positive.
How did that, I just to pick up on from here, because I don't want to touch on earlier because of this. How did the Tommy Innit shout out even happen?
He like watched me, I guess, and we like talked a little bit, and he was in one of my videos. But I it was a surprise to me as well. He just like randomly one day put that in his tweet.
Which video was it? It was the Hypixel one, right?
Yeah, but that was like months before. So he was just like, he's just like really nice, and just felt like it.
We've had his mum on the podcast.
You did?
Yeah, we had Sarah Simons on.
That's wild. That's so silly.
Yeah, I mean, they were just on Twitter, and I was like, that'd be funny. So I asked them, and I was like, yeah, and I was like, cool.
That's hilarious.
It was the same as Techno. We had Techno Dad on the podcast as well. It was around about that time. We just got Techno Dad and Sarah Simons on. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He seems like a very nice lad. To say that, I'm literally the same old age as him. So I'm talking like I'm so much older than him.
No, isn't he 20? You got a year on him.
No, he turned 21 this month. I think. Oh god, I sound like such a stan. Oh, do I search up?
I'm googling Tommy Innit age.
I'm literally search one up second. Tommy Innit famous birthdays.
His age is 20 and his birthday is April 9th.
Oh,
so
okay, yeah, no, it's mind a while. I have a year on him. There you go. See,
yeah,
he seems he's a nice young chap. He sounds like a nice young chap.
Mm-hmm. A good bloke,
good little fella. Well, with that being said, then that sadly brings the end of the Inside MT podcast, guy boy.
Oh, we're ending on Tommy and its age.
Well, I mean, no. Well, we're not just straight up ending here. There's more to say. I'm just letting you know that we're doing the outro.
Okay.
Before I do the outro here, I always like to give this opportunity for you to promote yourself. For anyone who's looking to see more Skyboy content, obviously your name will be in the title. Where can people find you?
Mostly YouTube, and then I'm also on Twitter. That's it. But you just like search up Skyboy. I'm either the first or second result behind the gang violence commentator in England. you'll see me.
Wait, I think I actually ran into this error earlier. Hold up. Oh yeah, Skyboy 6789.
Dude, he's so chill.
Have you
commented on one of my videos, and he was really nice.
Oh, nice. Take it out, they make interesting content. I haven't watched it personally, but
listen to his voice. He's the most like British person you'll ever hear.
That will be a plan for after the podcast.
Well, fair enough.
Skyboy, the American version. Thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate you very, very much. And it's been an amazing podcast. Let's go. Does a diagnosis come on the podcast, or does it come after?
It's gonna be on it.
Okay.
So the verdict is here.
Okay.
I'm not feeling it. I think you're neurotypical.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Maybe you're just really good at masking, but I didn't get enough of like the signs.
That's fair. You did.
There are a couple here and there. Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I think, like I said, I have hints of it, but I don't think I don't know. I'm not diagnosed.
Who knows? You might just be like very, like, no, high functioning. Maybe. Possible.
I don't know. I'm not going to say anything because I don't want it to become one of those things.
I'm going to headcanon you. You're autistic in my eyes.
Oh, that's cute.
I get that a lot.
Wait, can we become the, hold on, where's it? Oh shit, no, I've lost it. Ah, my Google tabs. Oh no, wait, we can become the, autism trio. I just need to meet Chifoy.
She'll be the, like, you can just kind of like third wheel and it'll.
I do find that kind of funny now that you mentioned how they wrote the Wikitubia and then they also put he has a duo with Chifoy, which is themselves.
Yeah.
Called the autism duo.
I don't remember if we were dating at that point. I'm genuinely not sure.
Let's look at Chifoy's Wikitubia.
Mm-hmm. Is it still the outro?
Yeah, apparently it is, yeah.
very meandering outro.
It just mentions that she works as the lead researcher for Skyboy's documentary videos.
She doesn't, though. That's like a year out of date.
Oh, God. You sound so furious it's out of date. Goodness gracious.
I'm pissed the fuck off.
Alright, well, that's one way to end it. Thank you all for listening. This has been Inside MC. Now we're doing the outro. Anything else you want to say or not?
No.
This has been the longest outro I've ever recorded on the podcast, by the way. Editing me is gonna be so annoyed. Just end it already.
World record.
Yeah, we're breaking records together.
You better hurry up and finish it or your editing self is gonna be even angrier.
With that being said, this has been Inside MC. Thank you all for listening. Stay safe. Don't eat too much bread. Jesus.
I can't eat bread anyway. I can't eat gluten.
There you go, sir.